听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 1. You'd better.
朋友明天有一场重要的演出，你叮嘱他说，今晚最好早点休息。
You'd better go to bed earlier tonight. You'd better go to bed earlier tonight.
领导给你布置了新任务，他告诉你最好今天完成。
You'd better finish it today.You'd better finish it today.
一位陌生人向你问路，你也不太清楚，就说最好去问交警。
You'd better ask the traffic police. You'd better ask the traffic police.
Lily 决定下学期刻苦学习，你对她说最好从现在开始。
You'd better start from now. You'd better start from now.
妈妈边看新闻联播边唠叨，爸爸生气地对她说，最好停下来别说话了。
You'd better stop talking. You'd better stop talking.
好友知道的那个消息会对 Nancy 打击很大，你对好友说，最好不要告诉她。
You'd better not tell her. You'd better not tell her.
Tom 在候车室里吸烟，工作人员警告他最好不要在这儿吸烟。
You'd better not smoke here. You'd better not smoke here.
不请自到的 Peter 粗暴地打断了你们的谈话，你对他说最好离开。
You'd better leave. You'd better leave. Lesson 2. Help.
你看到 John 忙得不可开交，就问他你是否能帮忙？
Can I help you? Can I help you?
这个箱子太重了，你搬不动，就问同事是否能帮你。
Could you help me, please? Could you help me, please?
在张军的指导下，你的球技进步很快，你对他说，他对你的帮助很大。
You're a great help to me. You're a great help to me.
经过李明的辅导，你的英语成绩提高了，你对他说非常感谢他的帮助。
Thanks so much for your help. Thanks so much for your help.
弟弟总是搞不懂英语语法，你告诉他你可以帮他学习语法。
I can help you with your grammar. I can help you with your grammar.
朋友打电话问你正忙些什么，你说你正在帮妻子做家务。
I am helping my wife with her housework. I am helping my wife with her housework.
你的父母在镇上开了一家商店，你说你每天放学后在店里帮忙。
I help out in the store after school every day. I help out in the store after school every day.
一场大病让你体会到了亲情的温暖，你说你生病时家人帮你度过了难关。
My family helped me out when I became ill.My family helped me out when I became ill. Lesson 3. Busy.
好几天不见 Jim 的踪影，朋友告诉你，他正忙着为旅行做准备。
He is busy getting ready for his journey. He is busy getting ready for his journey.
邻居王大妈问你为什么整天不着家，你告诉她你正忙着找工作。
I'm busy looking for a job now. I'm busy looking for a job now.
爸爸每天都早出晚归，你问妈妈爸爸正忙着做什么。
What is my father busy doing? What is my father busy doing?
好友找你打牌，你对他说你正忙着写论文。
I'm busy with my paper. I'm busy with my paper.
妈妈问你哥哥在干什么，你告诉妈妈你想他正在忙着修电视机。
I think he is busy repairing the TV set. I think he's busy repairing the TV set.
小霞邀你一起去逛街，你告诉她你正忙着打扫房子。
I am busy cleaning the house. I'm busy cleaning the house.
Amy 一整天都待在宿舍里，同学告诉你她正忙着给美国朋友写信。
She is busy writing to her American friends. She is busy writing to her American friends.
经理走进了办公室，可谁也没发现。你说，你们正忙着讨论那场足球赛。
We were busy talking about the football match. We were busy talking about the football match.Lesson 4. Would like.
你想去听演唱会，就问女友愿不愿意和你同往。
Would you like to go with me? Would you like to go with me?
你向朋友建议了几处旅游景点，他都不同意，你只好问他想去哪里。
Where would you like to go?Where would you like to go?
跳了几分钟健身操，你就已经气喘吁吁的了。你说你想先休息一会儿。
I'd like to have a rest first. I'd like to have a rest first.
按喜欢的一位歌星突然自杀了，你对他说你想知道他对此事的看法。
I'd like to know your opinion about it. I'd like to know your opinion about it.
你去邻居家做客，女主人客气地问你是否想来杯咖啡。
Would you like a cup of coffee? Would you like a cup of coffee?
你的书法作品在大赛中获奖了，你向朋友们宣布你今天想请大家吃顿饭。
I'd like to invite you to dinner today. I'd like to invite you to dinner today.
你和 Rose 在一家酒吧初次约会，你问他想喝些什么，茶、咖啡还是橙汁。
Which would you like? Tea, coffee, or some orange juice?Which would you like, tea, coffee, or some orange juice?
Peter 第一次在中国过中秋节，你热情地问他是否想吃一块月饼。
Would you like a piece of mooncake? Would you like a piece of mooncake? Lesson 5. I'm afraid.
Tom 遇到的棘手问题，你也爱莫能助。你耸了耸肩对他说，你恐怕帮不上他。
I'm afraid I can't help you. I'm afraid I can't help you.
飞机因雾大推迟起飞，你打电话告诉妈妈，你恐怕不能按时到达了。
I'm afraid I can't get there on time. I'm afraid I can't get there on time.
和男友约会，不知不觉夜已深了，你对他说你恐怕不能再逗留了。
I'm afraid I can't stay here any longer. I'm afraid I can't stay here any longer.
妹妹因为脾气不好又跟男友吵架了。你对她说，恐怕那是她的错。
I'm afraid you are wrong about it. I'm afraid you are wrong about it.
火车票都买好了，可女友却改变了主意。她说，她恐怕不能跟你走。
I'm afraid I can't go with you. I'm afraid I can't go with you.
你的话伤害了同事，下班时想找他道歉，别人告诉你，恐怕他已经走了。
I'm afraid that he has already gone. I'm afraid that he has already gone.
你捧着一束玫瑰，徘徊很久，才敲开恋人的家门，他爸爸却说，他恐怕出去了。
I'm afraid she's out. I'm afraid she's out.
同事约你晚饭后去看水幕电影，你说恐怕今晚要下雨。
I'm afraid it will rain tonight. I'm afraid it will rain tonight. Lesson 6. Bring.
你花了大量心血准备演唱会，可还信心不足。妈妈鼓励你，付出总有回报。
Hard work brings harvest. Hard work brings harvest.
不知什么原因 ，Mary 冲进宿舍就开始痛哭。你说一个电话让她哭了起来。
A phone call brought her crying.A phone call brought her crying.
你想自己动手修理电脑，同事建议说，你最好请有经验的人来帮忙。
You'd better bring in experienced people to help. You'd better bring in experienced people to help.
李刚找了份兼职工作，他说，这份兼职工作每月给他带来500元收入。
My part-time job brings me 500 yuan a month. My part-time job brings me 500 yuan a month.
John 正为失恋而痛不欲生，你无奈地说，是他自己招来了这个麻烦。
It was he who brought this trouble on himself. It was he who brought this trouble on himself.
妈妈想知道楼上那个男孩怎么住院了。你说他的重感冒引起了肺炎。
His bad cold has brought on pneumonia. His bad cold has brought on pneumonia.
李总提拔了与他共度难关的员工，他说困难面前能体现出人最好的品质。
Difficulties can bring outA person's best qualities. Difficulties can bring out a person's best qualities.
祖母的去世对你打击很大，你伤感地说，你是由祖母抚养大的。
I was brought up by my grandmother. I was brought up by my grandmother. Lesson 7. Again.
你回答提问时，老师没有听清楚，他对你说，请再说一遍。
Please say it once again. Please say it once again.
在健身房，你没能举起100公斤的杠铃，你对教练说，让你再试一次。
Let me try once again. Let me try once again.
老师认为你在朗读时感情不够投入，他对你说，请再读一遍课文。
Read the text once again. Read the text once again.
泰坦尼克号是你最爱看的电影，你说你打算再看一遍。
I am going to see the film once again. I am going to see the film once again.
你的失误造成了公司的经济损失。老板警告你，这样的事绝不能再发生。
This must never happen again. This must never happen again.
你去医院看望生病的同事时，安慰他说，他很快就会康复。
You will soon be well again. You'll soon be well again.
淘气的小侄子向水桶里撒尿，你批评他说，不要再做那种事了。
Don't do that again. Don't do that again.
你到车站送当兵的挚友，你边招手边对他说，一定要来电话。
Do call again. Do call again. Lesson 8. Alone.
Jim 认为物质运动来自上帝的一臂之力。你说，只有他一个人持那种观点。
He is all alone in that opinion.He is all alone in that opinion.
妈妈再三逼问，是谁采了园子里的花？小妹哭着说，这事儿全是她干的。
I did it all alone. I did it all alone.
好友从法国写信给你，他在信中说，目前是独自一人，因此会感到孤独。
I'm all alone here at present, and so I'm feeling lonely. I'm all alone here at present, and so I'm feeling lonely.
晚会上，刘红让你讲与男友的恋爱史。你说，让你们单独在一起时再谈。
Let's talk about the matter when we are alone.Let's talk about the matter when we are alone.
你向同学打听哲学老师的家庭情况，同学告诉你，他现在仍然是孑然一身。
She is still alone. She is still alone.
导师问你是否愿意和同学合作完成这个课题，你说，你愿意独立做这件事。
I prefer to work on it alone. I prefer to work on it alone.
弟弟闯了祸，不敢对父母讲，于是向你哀求说，只有你可以帮他。
You alone can help me. You alone can help me.
晚饭后，你从来不去树林里散步，你说你不愿意天黑后独自外出。
I don't like going out alone after dark. I don't like going out alone after dark. Lesson 9. Both.
上司对你和 Jim 的工作不太满意，他对你们说，你们俩必须再努力些。
You must both work harder. You must both work harder.
妈妈要带你和姐姐其中的一个去西藏旅游，你说你们俩都想去。
We both want to go. We both want to go.
同学不知 Mary 为什么能当翻译，你说Mary 的英语和汉语都讲得很出色。
Mary speaks both English and Chinese well. Mary speaks both English and Chinese well.
孙明参军受家庭的影响很大，你说他的两个哥哥都是解放军。
Both of his brothers arePLA men. Both of his brothers are PLA men.
服装店里，你帮好友选了一件衣服，你说 这件衣服物美价廉。
This coat is both cheap and nice. This coat is both cheap and nice.
陈芳被选为校花当之无愧。你说她的善良和美丽是大家公认的。
She is known both for her kindness and for her beauty. She is known both for her kindness and for her beauty.
秋惠子同时喜欢上了两个男孩，她红着脸对你说，他们两个都很好。
Both of them are good. Both of them are good.
男友想知道你的家庭情况，你对他说，你的父母都是老师。
My parents are both teachers. My parents are both teachers. Lesson 10. Allow.
你不想让小刚再蒙在鼓里了，就对他说，请允许你告诉他真相。
Please allow me to tell you the truth. Please allow me to tell you the truth.
已有五年烟龄的 Peter 戒烟了，他说父亲不允许他吸烟。
My father doesn't allow me to smoke. My father doesn't allow me to smoke.
学校的新实验室设备齐全，你对老师说，请允许你在这个实验室里做实验。
Please allow me to do experiments in this laboratory. Please allow me to do experiments in this laboratory.
安迪除了上网，其他一窍不通。你说，你不允许他使用你的电脑。
I don't allow him to use my computer.I don't allow him to use my computer.
你所乘坐的是无烟车厢，乘务员告诉你们，乘客不得吸烟。
Passengers are not allowed to smoke. Passengers are not allowed to smoke.
邻家小妹在屋外哭得很伤心，她告诉你，哥哥不允许她进房间。
My brother wouldn't.Allow me into the room. My brother wouldn't allow me into the room.
你想借同事的小刀裁纸，就问他，你可不可以用那把刀？
May I be allowed to use this knife, please? May I be allowed to use this knife, please?
老师见你在办公室外徘徊，对你说，你可以进办公室来。
You are allowed into the office. You are allowed into the office. Lesson 11. Do one's best.
新员工的业务水平不高，你对主管说，你已决定尽一切努力帮助他们。
I have decided to do my best.To help them. I have decided to do my best to help them.
在王教授的咨询会上，人们提了很多问题。你说，他尽力去解释一切。
He did his best to explain everything. He did his best to explain everything.
体育测试 Robin 没过关，老师严厉地问他，他是否已尽力。
Have you done your best? Have you done your best?
老总认为这个项目对公司至关重要。你说，他要求你们尽最大努力去做。
He asked us to do our best. He asked us to do our best.
中国足球队再次输给了韩国队，但你理解的说，他们已尽力去赢得比赛。
They have done their best to win the game. They have done their best to win the game.
母亲希望你能帮助下岗的哥嫂。你说你已经尽力帮助他们摆脱困境了。
I have done my best to help them out of trouble. I have done my best to help them out of trouble.
你鼓励朋友振作起精神。你说如果他不全力以赴，就会落在别人后面。
If you don't do your best, you will fall behind others. If you don't do your best, you will fall behind others.
虽然你再三劝阻，女友还是做了整容。你无奈地说，你已经尽力阻止她了。
I did my best to stop her. I did my best to stop her.Lesson 12. Begin.
和朋友爬山，刚爬到半山腰，你就说，你开始感到体力不支了。
I am beginning to feel tired. I am beginning to feel tired.
女友见你各种泳姿都游刃有余，就问你，你是什么时候开始学的游泳？
When did you begin to learn swimming? When did you begin to learn swimming?
春雨过后，小草开始发芽了。你不禁感叹道，春回大地，万物复苏。
Everything begins to grow in spring. Everything begins to grow in spring.
小外甥都会用英语向你问好了。他还自豪地说，他去年就开始学英语了。
I have begun to learn English since last year. I have begun to learn English since last year.
马欣为减肥已绝食两天了，他可怜巴巴地说，他开始觉得饿了。
I am beginning to feel hungry.I am beginning to feel hungry.
这道二次函数题很难。经过老师的讲解，小丽说她逐渐明白了。
I'm beginning to understand. I'm beginning to understand.
你请 Lucy 看今晚的明星演唱会，她兴奋地问，音乐会什么时候开始？
When does the concert begin? When does the concert begin?
今天上午你要主持公司全体员工会议，秘书提醒你，会议将在九点开始。
The meeting will begin at nine. The meeting will begin at nine. Lesson 13. Be able to.
爸爸给小强定的好孩子标准太苛刻了，小强说没人能做到那样。
No one is able to do that. No one is able to do that.
你问外甥擅长哪项体育运动，他自豪地说他会游泳。
I'm able to swim. I'm able to swim.
男友终于学成回国了，他向你正式求婚。他说，现在可以谈论这事儿了。
We are able to talk about it now. We are able to talk about it now.
姐姐抱怨你几个月没有音信，你说，很抱歉没能给她回信。
I'm sorry I haven't been able to answer your letter.I'm sorry I haven't been able to answer your letter.
Jim 口语进步很快，他说几个月后他就能与外国人交流了。
I shall be able to talk with foreigners in a few months. I shall be able to talk with foreigners in a few months.
在异地的女友很想你，电话里她问你，下周你能不能来？
Will you be able to come next week? Will you be able to come next week?
人们认为一岁就能作诗的小刚是神童，他妈妈却说这孩子还不会写字。
The child is not able to write. The child is not able to write.
你向主管推荐王东去完成这项任务，你说他比你更有能力做这件事。
He is better able to do it than I. He is better able to do it than I. Lesson 14. Become.
春天来了，你脱下一层冬衣，说道，天气已经变暖了。
It has become warmer. It has become warmer.
有人问你，好友为何疏远了你？你说，他已变成一个大名人了。
He has become quite a famous man. He has become quite a famous man.
你和 John 都曾是文学社的会员。你说，从那时起，你们变成了好朋友。
We have become good friends since then. We have become good friends since then.
Tony 整天闷闷不乐，他说他的梦想未能实现。
My dream has not become true. My dream has not become true.
好久不见俱乐部的阿乐了，你问道，他近来出什么事了？
What has become of him lately? What has become of him lately?
赵英的诡计很快被识破了，你欣慰地说，最终大家还是知道了真相。
At last, the truth became known. At last, the truth became known.
侄子整天跟女孩一块玩耍，他解释说，那些男孩子越来越讨厌了。
Those boys are becoming a nuisance.Those boys are becoming a nuisance.
新调来专管倒垃圾的刘明不抱怨了。你对同事说，他已经适应了新职务。
He has become accustomed to his new duties. He has become accustomed to his new duties. Lesson 15. Beat.
一伙人想跟你比试空手道，朋友对你说，他知道你能击败他们。
I know you can beat them. I know you can beat them.
姐姐问你昨天大学生足球赛战况，你说 A 队以5-1战胜了 B 队。
Team A beat Team B 5-1.Team A beat Team B 5-1.
女友认为你各方面都不及王雷，你不服气地说，打高尔夫你能轻松战胜他。
I can easily beat him at golf. I can easily beat him at golf.
见老板的脸上又露出了微笑，同事对你说，那个问题并没能把他打垮。
That problem didn't beat him. That problem didn't beat him.
你在工作中遇到了挫折，你不服输地说，任何困难都不可能击垮你。
Difficulties can never beat me. Difficulties can never beat me.
你的象棋是8岁的儿子教的，你笑着说，下棋你赢不了他。
I can't beat him at chess. I can't beat him at chess.
林校向你们学校挑战篮球，队长担心地说，你们不能保证会击败他们。
We are not sure we can beat them. We are not sure we can beat them.
公司组织的排球赛你们部门输了，你说你们队被打得落花流水。
Our team was beaten hollow. Our team was beaten hollow. Lesson 16. Blow.
Mary 虽然身患绝症却很乐观，你说她欢乐的笑声扫除了父母的忧虑。
Her happy laughter has blown away her parents' anxiety. Her happy laughter has blown away her parents' anxiety.
小妹妹哭着来找你，她说风把她的帽子吹跑了。
The wind blew my hat away. The wind blew my hat away.
大风过后，信箱里的报纸不见了。你说，报纸被那场大风给吹走了。
The newspapers were all blown away by the strong wind. The newspapers were all blown away by the strong wind.
爷爷向你描述昨晚大风的威力。他说，风把挂在绳子上的衣服吹走了。
The wind blew away the clothes which were hanging on the line. The wind blew away the clothes which were hanging on the line.
飓风过后，村庄一片狼藉。你问村长，多少座房子被飓风刮倒呢？
How many houses were blown down by the hurricane?How many houses were blown down by the hurricane?
你刚种完树就遇上了暴风雨。你说大部分小树都在暴风雨中被刮倒了。
Most of the young trees have been blown down in the storm. Most of the young trees have been blown down in the storm.
昨晚刮了入春以来的第一场沙尘暴。你说大风把树都刮倒了。
The strong wind blew the trees down. The strong wind blew the trees down.
老城区的危房急需改造。你担心地说，昨晚暴风雨吹倒了几座房屋。
The storm blew a few houses down last night. The storm blew a few houses down last night.Lesson 17. Collect.
张欣正在为希望工程筹款四处奔走。你说你们将帮他为希望工程筹款。
We'll help you to collect money for the Hope Project. We'll help you collect money for the Hope Project.
你负责的这项工程资金短缺。老板问你如何为这项工程筹集资金。
How are you going to collect money for the project? How are you going to collect money for the project?
同事想知道你新女友的职业。你说她的工作是收税。
Her work is collecting taxes. Her work is collecting taxes.
父亲想了解这次活动的募捐情况，就问你，你们打算募集多少钱？
How much money are you going to collect for it? How much money are you going to collect for it?
邻班女孩向你了解 Kate 哥哥的爱好，你告诉她，她哥哥爱集邮。
Her brother likes collecting stamps. Her brother likes collecting stamps.
爷爷关心贫困山区的小学教育。他问你，你们是否为那些可怜的孩子筹集到了钱？
Have you collected any money for those poor children? Have you collected any money for those poor children?
朋友不得不暂停了自己的计划。你说他还没有为计划筹集到足够的钱。
He hasn't collected enough money for his plan yet. He hasn't collected enough money for his plan yet.
李明在业余时间常逛古董市场，他解释说他喜欢收集古代硬币。
I like collecting ancient coins. I like collecting ancient coins. Lesson 18. Catch up with.
你让朋友不要等你，开车先走。你说你相信很快能赶上他。
I believe I shall catch up with you soon. I believe I shall catch up with you soon.
小弟登山很吃力，你说他跟不上你们了。
He can't catch up with us. He can't catch up with us.
经过努力，按进步很快。老师说他开始赶上前几名同学了。
She begins to catch up with the top students. She begins to catch up with the top students.
朋友想知道你是否找到了生气的女友。你说你到公园门口才追上她。
I caught up with her at the park gate. I caught up with her at the park gate.
下班了，你的工作还没完成。你告诉同事让他先走，你随后就来。
Go on, please, and I'll catch up with you soon. Go on, please, and I'll catch up with you soon.
男友的不辞而别使你心急如焚。朋友说，如果你快走，还能追上他。
You will soon catch up with him.If you hurry, you will soon catch up with him. If you hurry,
刘峰大步流星地向前走。你对同伴说，你尽力快走了，却赶不上他。
I walked as fast as possible, but I couldn't catch up with him. I walked as fast as possible, but I couldn't catch up with him.
妈妈很奇怪，你为何跟在公共汽车后面跑？你说你想追上它。
I want to catch up with it. I want to catch up with it. Lesson 19. Come up.
史密斯先生在会上滔滔不绝，同事告诉你，他提出了一个新建议。
He has come up with a new suggestion. He has come up with a new suggestion.
新来的老师不受学生欢迎，他们讨论他答不上来问题。
She couldn't come up with an answer. She couldn't come up with an answer.
你们正在为怎样完成任务而发愁。Robert 说他想出了一个好主意。
I've come up with a good idea. I've come up with a good idea.
两周前你在花园里种了许多花，妈妈问你花是否已经长出地面。
Have the flowers come up? Have the flowers come up?
邻居想搭乘你的车进城。你潇洒地挥挥手说，请上来吧。
Come on up. Come on up.
你急着找那个卖花男孩，朋友用手一指说，那个男孩正在上楼。
The boy is coming up the stairs. The boy is coming up the stairs.
在海边，你看见东方露出鱼肚白，你高兴地说，太阳出来了。
The sun is coming up. The sun is coming up.
客人想参观你的书房，你说，请跟你上楼梯。
Come up these steps with me, please. Come up these steps with me, please. Lesson 20. Choose.
未婚夫带你去首饰店选项链，他说，你可以选择你喜欢的。
You can choose anyone you like. You can choose anyone you like.
朋友问你为何不向母亲求助，你说，他决定不帮你。
She did not choose to help me. She did not choose to help me.
你喜欢的这件大衣款式非常普通，你说，你选择它是因为它的颜色。
I've chosen it because of the color. I've chosen it because of the color.
Tom 挑选电视很在行，你高兴地说，他给你选了个好的。
He chose me a good one. He chose me a good one.
侄子在填报高考志愿时考虑再三，他最后宣布，他已决定当一名医生。
I have chosen to become a doctor. I have chosen to become a doctor.
妈妈想知道你们准备怎么去旅行。你说，你们决定乘火车去。
We chose to go by train. We chose to go by train.
你想培养孩子的动手能力，就对他说，想怎么做就怎么做。
You may do as you choose. You may do as you choose.
有客人到你们旅行社咨询，你说，你们提供各种度假方式供选择。
We offer a wide range of holidays to choose from. We offer a wide range of holidays to choose from. Lesson 21. Imagine.
父亲向你讲述炼钢工人艰苦的工作环境，他说，试想一下烈日下的沙漠。
Try to imagine the desert on a very hot day. Try to imagine the desert on a very hot day.
姑妈的故事讲得栩栩如生，你说，你能在脑海中清晰地想象那个场景。
I can imagine the scene clearly in my mind. I can imagine the scene clearly in my mind.
你向朋友描述你见到的奇异景观，你对他说，他难以想象你当时的惊讶。
You can hardly imagine my surprise.You can hardly imagine my surprise.
Bob 向往过冒险的生活，他总向朋友说，他喜欢把自己想象成勇敢的猎手。
I like to imagine myself a brave hunter. I like to imagine myself a brave hunter.
在分析连环杀人案罪犯的动机时，你说，你们无法想象他下一步要做什么。
We can't imagine what he will do next. We can't imagine what he will do next.
地质队来到了一块不毛之地，你笑着说，试着想象你们是在月球上。
Try to imagine being on the moon. Try to imagine...Being on the moon.
你向弟弟介绍一部科幻片，你自信地说，你想他会喜欢这部电影的。
I imagine you will enjoy the film. I imagine you will enjoy the film.
同事中了大奖后，激动得语无伦次，你说，你可以想象他有多高兴。
I can imagine how happy he is. I can imagine how happy he is. Lesson 22. Excuse me.
你正在晨练，一位年轻人匆匆跑过来问你， 可否告诉他去颐和园怎么走？
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the summer palace? Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the summer palace?
公共汽车停在了站牌前，你走上前问司机，对不起，这辆车是否去车站？
Excuse me, does this bus go to the station? Excuse me, does this bus go to the station?
说好九点见，可朋友十点多才来，你嘲讽地问他，请问现在几点了？
Excuse me, what is the time now? Excuse me, what is the time now?
刚出院的妻子需要休息，她抱歉地对客人说，如果不介意，她要回房间了。
Excuse me, I will go to my room. Excuse me, I will go to my room.
你刚入学，对学校环境不太熟悉，你问一位同学去图书馆怎么走？
Excuse me, how can I get to the library? Excuse me, how can I get to the library?
你误会了 John 的意思，火冒三丈，他礼貌地对你说，对不起，你完全弄错了。
Excuse me, but you're completely wrong.Excuse me, but you're completely wrong.
客人找不到餐厅，就问宾馆服务员，他如何才能找到餐厅入口？
Excuse me, how can I find the entrance to the dining hall? Excuse me, how can I find the entrance to the dining hall?
刚到北京，你想给父母寄封信，就客气地问一位路人，最近的邮局在哪儿？
Excuse me, where is the nearest post office? Excuse me, where is the nearest post office? Lesson 23, Give up.
汽车到站后，上来一位老人，你对小外甥说，请把座位让给那位老人。
Please give up your seat to the old man. Please give up your seat to the old man.
表哥从小就梦想着做一名飞行员，但父亲说，很久以前他就放弃了这个想法。
He gave up that idea long ago. He gave up that idea long ago.
距离竞赛中你状态不好，你对主持人说，这个字谜太难，你准备放弃。
The puzzle is too difficult. I give up. The puzzle is too difficult. I give up.
很有潜质的 Tom 却不幸拉伤了肌肉，你惋惜地说，他不得不放弃足球。
He has to give up playing football. He has to give up playing football.
王先生向大家宣布，他要过健康的生活。人们都说，他准备戒烟了。
Mr. Wong decided to give up cigarettes. Mr. Wong decided to give up cigarettes.
爷爷以顽强的毅力战胜了癌症。你说，医生已放弃治疗，但他却活了下来。
The doctors gave up on him, but he lived. The doctors gave up on him, but he lived.
你和好友在车上擒住了一个小偷，你自豪地说，你们把他送到了警察局。
We gave him up to the police.We gave him up to the police.
不让妹妹睡懒觉比登天还难，你叹息说，坏习惯真不容易改掉。
Bad habits are not so easily given up. Bad habits are not so easily given up. Lesson 24. Get into.
看到学生偷偷地在吸烟，老师痛心地说，坏习惯是很容易养成的。
It's easy to get into a bad habit. It's easy to get into a bad habit.
好的品德要从小培养，专家告诫家长，别让孩子养成说谎的习惯。
Don't get the children into the habit of telling lies. Don't get the children into the habit of telling lies.
地震发生时你大惊失色，母亲安慰你，不要如此惊慌。
Don't get into such a panic. Don't get into such a panic.
王宁听到那个消息后非常失态，你形容说他勃然大怒。
He got into a rage. He got into a rage.
你终于让那个家伙尝到了苦头。你解气地说，你使他陷入了困境。
I've got him into trouble. I've got him into trouble.
Jack 在计算中出错了。你担心地说，这个错误会使他碰到麻烦。
This mistake may get him into difficulties. This mistake may get him into difficulties.
李军和你们合不来，你纳闷地说，他总认为你们很讨厌他。
He has got it into his head that we hate him.He has got it into his head that we hate him.
你学着男友的样子吸烟，男友质问你是否想养成吸烟的习惯。
Do you want to get yourself into the habit of smoking? Do you want to get yourself into the habit of smoking? Lesson 25. Problem.
你们外出旅行却迷了路，你镇定地说，问题是尽快找到正确的地方。
The problem was to find the right place quickly. The problem was to find the right place quickly.
失恋的 Anne 痛不欲生，你安慰她说，时间也许能解决问题。
Perhaps time.Would solve the problem. Perhaps time would solve the problem.
研究所的科研项目无法进行下去了。所长说，问题是缺少资金。
The problem is that we are short of money. The problem is that we are short of money.
Jack 是学校里的问题少年。校长说，这个男孩需要特殊照顾。
The problem child needs special care. The problem child needs special care.
环保餐盒在各大餐馆一直推行不开。你说，问题是人们不注重这件事。
The problem is that people don't pay attention to it.The problem is that people don't pay attention to it.
同事的建议可行性很强。他说，问题是老板是否同意这个提议。
The problem is whether the boss will agree with me or not. The problem is whether the boss will agree with me or not.
你决定让爸爸戒烟，你说问题是怎样帮助他戒烟。
The problem is, how can I help him to give up smoking? The problem is, how can I help him to give up smoking?
父亲对你的影响非常大，你说，父亲告诉你该如何解决问题。
Father told me,How I ought to solve problems. Father told me how I ought to solve problems.